I Am Brave, Part 3. The bell rang and the whole class scurried toward the door. Everyone was bumping into each other and rushing to their lockers. Max grabbed his backpack and headed out the exit doors. As he turned the corner of the school building, he saw a small circle of boys cornering someone. He slowed his gait to listen in on what was happening.
"What's wrong with you?" yelled one of the boys in the circle. "You're pathetic. You can't even defend yourself. Be a man. Get up and fight."
Max heard a thud, and looking over, he saw a scrawny boy take a hit to the face and fall. Several kicks followed. Max's heart raced as he watched. "I need to help him," thought Max, "but what if I get hurt too?" He watched as the scrawny boy took a few more hits. Then, too scared to help, he slowly turned and walked toward home. A feeling of utter embarrassment and guilt came over him. His heart ached as he thought about that poor boy getting beaten up.
"Dinner's ready," called Max's mom from the kitchen.
Max came out of his room and slumped into his chair across from his dad.
"What's the matter, Max?" asked his dad. "Is something bothering you?"
"I wasn't brave today," sighed Max as he pushed his food around on the plate. "I'm always too afraid to do the right thing."
"What were you afraid of?"
Max then explained what he had seen and how awful he felt leaving the boy there to fend for himself against the bully.
"Well, Max, that's a tough one. Being brave is very hard, and it doesn't always end well. What do you wish you would have done?"
"I wish I would have jumped in there and beat those guys. I wish I would have stopped them from hurting that boy."
"That would have been exciting, wouldn't it?" said his dad.
"Well, you aren't happy with how it ended today. What if you had stepped in and taken a few of those hits yourself so the boy could get away? Would you feel better then?"
Max thought for a minute.
"Yes, I think so." Max finished his dinner and went to do his homework. Later that evening, Max's dad came into his room and sat by him.
"Max, I've been praying and thinking a lot about what you said during dinner. One verse I often think of when I am afraid to do what I know is right is Psalm 27:1.
He opened up his Bible and read, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?" He closed his Bible and placed his hand on Max's shoulder. "God might give you another chance to be brave. God is a good father, and he gives us lots of chances to grow and do the right thing." After his dad left, Max quickly reached up for his notebook and wrote this new Bible verse in it. He read his two verses over and over until he slowly drifted to sleep.